Penguin Random House Audio presents Totality, Eclipsed Evolution, Phase 2, by Kim Harrison. Read for you by Exy Sands. No one theory can account for all the mysteries surrounding the symbiotic energy source, creation sparks. Many would argue that the theory of particle coevolution is most likely the correct one, but I find that unlikely, as creation particles are a finite source, and therefore evolutionarily risky when they are absolutely essential to the dimensional movement, streaming translation, and real-time evolution that our combined world society depends upon. A much more encompassing but less palatable theory is particle appropriation, which promotes that creation particles were initially gathered from a so far undiscovered dimensional traveler. Particle appropriation is, in fact, heavily supported by the disaster of Portal 81, and research confirms that the long-extinct race of Nyx could also use creation energy, though admittedly not in the same way, exchanging the streaming translation and real-time evolution for the ability to project a false narrative within another being's mind. This mental and ocular glamoring enabled them to steal a great quantity of creation sparks before the portal to their world was closed and the remaining Nyx found and exterminated. It's no great leap of faith to assume that having failed to do so would have resulted in the end of our own society to the benefit of theirs. Excerpt from The Origins of Creation Particles, Coevolution versus Appropriation, Professor Opp. 1. Noel forced her eyes to unnictitate, holding herself stiff to find a confidence she didn't feel. 8 members of the higher board sat to either side of her, their wings held apart from their bodies as the Murs and Jins leaned across the table and argued about whether the last 8 weeks had been a success or failure. The pressure wasn't unfamiliar. She thrived on it. But the guilt their questions had sparked, that was new. Wings drooping, she gazed out the window as the board members discussed what they thought was her future, but was really the future of their world. Beyond the large window, the air was white, not gray. The blue of the sky over the perpetual cloud cover seldom seen. On the rare day that the sun broke through, the observation meeting room would be packed by sun voyeurs. But now, the only things here were pointing fingers and wings looking to steal her updraft. "Madame Noel," the associate at the far end said, his deep voice bringing her wandering attention back. "Yes, Sir Azuriel," she said pleasantly as she popped her toe knuckles. She'd been ignoring his hollow requests for a week now.
"Well, we appreciate your desire for more time, but with your recent unapproved wild expenditures, the majority of the table believe it's in the company's best interest to assign Portal 34 quarantine status and waste no more resources there."
Noelle's eyes nictitated in anger. "You want to close it," she said, not even a hint of wheeze in her words. But still, the guilt pricked. She herself had given the world the nickname 34, earned by sending so many of their people there. But they weren't dead. They couldn't be. Their world was dying. They needed diversity, or it would fall in 100 generations.
"Your Honorables, we can't close it," she implored. "Those who went need more time. The portal opened for an unreal span, I agree, but that's a promise that a large population waited, sophisticated and informationally connected. Our people simply haven't found each other in a significant number to reopen the portal."
"Or that they've been killed on sight,"
a small dark djinn named Ruth said, earning nods around the table.
8 weeks is time enough for them to find each other if the indigenous population is not violent and the environment is not toxic. You have made a valiant effort, but it has failed through no fault of your own. 34 creation sparks is a hard loss. We simply do not have the resources to fulfill your hastily offered contracts and keep the portal fixed to receive, idle for their unlikely return. It needs to resume searching out other avenues.
Prophet, she thought bitterly, giving her wing hem a little shake to show her disgust. That's what this is all about.
If it isn't my fault, why am I before you justifying my actions? Yes, I promised 34 creation sparks to their survivors if they did not return, but it's just that number that has made reopening the portal a potential reality. not merely a hope to keep the populace from rebelling. Or is that all this company is for? She said, coming to the heart of it. Pacifying the populace. Giving them a false hope so they don't rise up in anger that our society has put wealth before survival generation after generation. To distract them from the reality that we will be extinct in 10 generations because we allowed short-term profits and willful ignorance to destroy our world.
Eyes were nictitating, and she pointed at the floor as if she could see the portal at the base of the tower.
We need that portal fixed to receive, she said loudly, and Zuriel adjusted his wings in a blatant attempt to get her to land her mouth. We need an influx of new species to bolster our own. It's an uncomfortable truth, but we are over the bell curve of our own existence. We need this to shift the graft, or we will not survive.
I did not send my people to a possible death to keep the world's population content under a false hope for another generation. I sent them to bring change.
34, Madame Noël, Ruth protested. You understand that this is almost 5 times the number of creation sparks that we had allocated to this project.
Noël ran a hand over her head. They were not listening.
You would rather I had stuffed to 5, 10? Anything less than 23 individuals would be throwing lives away.
34 is a chance.
You don't want to pay out? Fine. Don't declare them dead. Give them a year.
Zuriel chuckled as the rest responded, his whistle insultingly high.
We can't expect their families to remain positive and support their decision for a year without compensation. Children are being born, and the creation spark they carried in promise is gone.
That argument does not lift wing. Noel said, angry. No one who crossed had close family, much less a child on the way. And even if they did, creation sparks do not go from parent to child, but grandparent to grandchild.
No, your honorables, you will not blame this tragedy on me.
For it's not a tragedy. I will not declare them dead. If you feel the need to stay positive in the news, run their bios, showcasing their unique abilities that will help ensure the portal reopens and a new source of trade and resources become available.
There are 34 of them, she said bitterly, thinking of August, lost when they really needed him. Plenty of fodder for the news grinder.
That is not the point, Zuriel said, but Noel saw faint wing twitches up and down the table.
Not everyone agreed. Some had been pushed into silence.
Your actions have put us grossly over budget. You spend money we will not even have for 10 years. We can't keep the portal idle in the hopes that they will return.
Build another portal,
she said bluntly, and Ruth whistled as if she was a child.
I don't think you understand the costs, Madame Noël,
he said, and she lifted her wing knuckles high over her head. It wasn't rebellion, but it was close.
That portal needs to be freed to search out a new, more viable world,
Zuriel continued.
We can't keep it focused on a world that is too toxic to survive.
We have no indications it's toxic, she said,
and her wrist hollow gave a ping. Her eyes nictitated in embarrassment, and she covered it. Sure, she had set her privacy settings before the meeting had started.
With all respect, Mers and Jinns, you are flying your downdraft backward. The real cost is in turning the portal from receiving. Portal 34 may be idle, but it is not unworking, and as long as I'm in charge of resource development and acquisitions, it will remain so.
Is that your final word, Madame Noël?
Zuriel leaned across the table, waiting for her response so he could ask for her resignation. Noel took a slow breath. There were a few downcast eyes, but mostly a satisfied agreement. She was to be their sacrificial pisky.
I'm sorry, August. We'll fight for you from the news hollows.
But then her eyes slowly unnictitated at a gentle pull of air, unusual this high in the tower. Once more, her wrist hollow danged, glowing an emergency red as it broke through her privacy mode. Around the table, more dings, followed by shocked expressions as messages coded higher than their privacy settings came through. She lifted her hand to accept the message, hesitating when the door irised open and her assistant Mariel rushed in, her wings flushed and eyes wide.
Madame Noël, Portal 34 is receiving!
A shudder rippled over her, and her wing knuckles clicked together high over her head. It was open. They were alive. They had a successful connection.
Excuse me, your honorables, she said bitingly, allowing her wings to billow defiantly as she strode to the door. If you will allow me to make you wealthy beyond belief,
I think this meeting is over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?